There was a big article in the Los Angeles Times, a big piece called The Green Room, how a prison turned pot farm into helping those behind bars for cannabis crime. Here's a little bit of it, and then we'll talk to the guy in charge, a guy named Danny Dalton. Here we go.
Well, a former prison, actually, in Coalinga, California, where I've come to talk to the folks from Ocean Grown Extracts about their evidence brand, which is designed to draw attention and raise funds for the Last Prisoner Project to get people incarcerated for cannabis crimes out of jail. And they do all their manufacturing and growing on the grounds of this former prison. They grow weed in the prison to help get people out of prison. That's their slogan, and we're gonna find out how it works. I'm Adam Shorn, and this is The Green Room, the Los Angeles Times video series focusing on cannabis, commerce, and culture in California.
That's a cool idea, right? The Green Room.
Coalinga was $3.7 million in debt at the time.
Casey Dalton.
And so we scheduled a meeting with the city manager and the mayor at the time and just said, this is who we are. We're a family business. This is what our intentions are. This is what we'd like to do. And they seemed open to it. And they said, and I asked, like, do you happen to have any properties? They said, we happen to have a place with great security.
Ah, that's great. So they've acquired this prison and they're growing pot and selling pot that they grow in the prison. And a lot of the proceeds are going to try to help people out of prison who are incarcerated for cannabis crimes. One of the owners of the prison happens to be a cousin of mine, a guy named Danny Dalton. Dan, how are you, bub?
Hey, Timmy.
Look at you, man. What a success.
Look at you. I'm on the Tim Conway Jr. show.
Oh, man. I tell you, this is such a great piece with the LA Times. This has just come on to the LA Times recently, the last week or so, huh?
Yeah, it just dropped. We were super happy about it, man. Anything that points to the cause,
yeah,
you know, is a good step forward.
Hey, so how would you weren't searching out for a prison? You just sort of came about it. Is that true?
Yeah, we were really just looking for a way to play above board and to do it legally.
Sure.
And enter into the game. My younger brother Kelly was a grower and helping cancer patients and people who really needed it, because we all know that cannabis is a medicinal, has medicinal properties and helps people
sure.
with certain ailments. And so we were just, Casey, my sister, was just looking for a way to protect Kelly, really. You know, we kept hearing about all these crazy stories of people getting their doors kicked in. And so he was operating under Proposition 204 at the time. And that just led us to Coalinga in Central California. And then once we were able to obtain the permits and everything we needed to do, then we started looking for a property. And they said, well, we have this secure property over here. And we were like, wow.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's not like we intentionally went out.
Sure.
And mastermind the whole thing. But I will say that my sister, Casey, it was her idea. She stumbled across an evidence bag in the prison.
Oh, wow.
And was like, wow, what if we put weed in this bag and sold it? And I was on the way to Jim Belushi's house, who also sits on the board of Last Prisoner Project, the nonprofit that we have that help prisoners get out of jail. And we brought the bag to the dinner at Jim's house, and everybody, it was just really, it's when you're holding the bag of weed and an evidence bag, it's a conversation starter. And
right.
That's exactly.
I also heard that the Jim Belushi said that's the first time he's ever seen weed. Is that true?
That's not true at all. I don't know if he told you that. No.
I was rather shocked, Danny. My mom is Dan Dalton's dad's brother. My mom and your dad are brother and sister. And that's our connection. But for a guy who put the reggae crews together for years and years in the Bahamas, I was rather shocked that you continued and got into the pot business.
Yeah, I know. The two don't correlate. You know, reggae music and managing Damian Marley in Jamaica, there is very little correlation to cannabis.
But, That's great, man.
Hey, you know, he's got to get out there and hustle, whatever it takes.
Sure, I get it. Hey, so this is a huge business. Casey's always been the business person behind all of your stuff. And yep. and I tell you, without her, you probably would, you know, this wouldn't even exist.
Yeah. She's the one running the show, man. She's and we're proud of that, by the way.
Sure.
There are very few women in the cannabis space, and she's our leader, man. Yeah, I fall in line, and we all do.
First of all, is the pot available at local stores, or is it just in the Colling area?
Yeah, it's throughout California, but yeah, you can go in and go in your local dispensary and ask for evidence, and it's packaged in evidence bags, and I'm on the board of a nonprofit called Last Prisoner Project, and it's now the leading nonprofit that is in the cannabis space that is, you know. They're actually helping getting the 40. There are 40,000, Tim.
Wow.
Cannabis prisoners, over 40,000 in our country. While we are all, you know, doing business and have the privilege of doing business, selling cannabis, there are still over 40,000 fellow Americans who sit in an 8x10 cell. And so we are committed to get.
Is that on a federal level or a state or county? Where do these prisoners?
State. That's state. There are certain states that are friendly now, and
sure,
but we're just not there. And we haven't expunged records like we should. We haven't freed these prisoners, and that's really the goal of Last Prisoner Project. Number one is to get these people home to their brothers and their sisters and their family members. They're missed, you know, and it's a tragic thing, and there's a lot of correction that needs to be done.
It really is a great idea. And are there different strains of evidence, or is it just one, one sort of pot fits all bongs?
No, we have multiple strains, and we get our genetics from Humble Seed Company, which is a really incredible company. From up north, and we take a lot of pride in our genetics, and it's a very high quality outdoor flower that is very reasonably priced for the common man, which we're proud of as well. And then so every dollar or every half ounce that we sell, we take a dollar net and make sure that Last Prisoner Project gets their donation, and it helps. So
right,
yeah, our slogan one more time is we grow weed in a prison to help people get out of prison for growing weed.
I like how short and succinct that slogan is. It's great.
Yeah, you might want to book me for the second part of that another day.
All right, hold on one second. Let me put you on hold. I got a million questions for you. Danny Dalton, there's a huge article in the Los Angeles Times that came out on January 23rd, and the article is titled "How a Prison-Turned-Pot Farm is Helping Those Behind Bars for Cannabis Crimes," and it's called The Evidence. That's the brand name, and it's an interesting idea. They're growing pot inside a prison, and you could experience it as well. You just go in and ask for evidence. We come back. I got a ton of questions because I know people think I'm lying, but I don't know what the body high is and the head high is. I know there's two difference. There's a sativa and what's the other one? Sativa. What? Steph-oosh, what are they?
Yeah, go to Steph.
Steph-oosh, what is it? Sativa and indica?
Indica.
And what's the body high? What's the head high?
I think that's indica, I believe.
Indica?
Yeah.
All right, you don't know. yeah, off the air, man, the guy's a wizard. On the air, he's like, what?
I don't know. Dude, I got about. This strain, man.
What do you mean, bong? I don't even know what that is. I have a glass 6-foot-1 at home, but that's just for a lamp. That's a lamp at home, Tim. California's legal marijuana market goes to pot. Relatives of the late stoner Jerry Garcia pulled their cannabis brand out of the Golden State because of high taxes and regulation. But that void is being filled by my cousin Danny Dalton with his evidence growing pot inside of a prison. And Danny, first of all, pulling the Garcia pot, what's the story there? And are there indeed a ton of taxes and regulations? Is it tough to grow legal and sell marijuana here in the state of California?
It is. That's really, my sister could go deeper into that, but it's so hard for companies to survive here. They've made it really hard. I mean, we pay over 40%
tax.
I know. And just by the time you start deducting all your expenses, there's no other business, you know, like that, right? Where you're having to pay that type of, you know,
that's crazy.
That type of tax. Yeah. So it makes it incredibly hard, and So, you know, we're looking elsewhere right now. We're actually taking our model in purchasing this prison and cultivating and manufacturing cannabis out of a prison, and we're taking that to other states.
Oh, good.
And so we have an announcement soon, I hope. But we believe that repurposing these prisons is something that, sure, you know, is a good idea.
Now, real quickly, I know Jim Belushi, you said, is involved. Also, Melissa Etheridge, Bill Maher, Marshawn Lynch, Damian Marley, and Bill Clinton's on the board, too. That's kind of wild, huh?
Yeah, not so sure about the Bill Clinton part, but the rest, you're on.
Right, but Tommy Chong has to be involved somehow. Come on.
You know, I don't know, man.
Please tell me Tommy Chong is involved. It's got to be. He's got to be somewhere.
Well, he's involved in the movement, I'll tell you that. I know that guy's been carrying the torch for a long time.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
So I know people are going to think I'm lying here, but I'm not. What's the body high and the head high? What are the two different strains?
I believe the indica is the body high.
Okay.
Right. And I mean, to be honest with you, Tim, like, I just think everybody, look, here's what we know for sure is everybody's body is different. Just
that's
the same
right.
way you would go, like, maybe I could drink a bunch of tequila and you can't, and the next guy reacts this way off whiskey. You know, we're all comprised of different, and we're different. So I think people just need to try and ease their way in if they're not a cannabis user. It's not for everybody either.
By the way, is that a shot at our cousin Tommy Dalton for not being able to hold his liquor? Is that what that is all about?
That guy can't hold, anything.
All right. This is interesting. So you go to any store, you ask for evidence, and it is available. How much can you grow on the 14 to 17 acres that this prison allows you to do this? And by the way, you don't own this prison. Are you leasing it?
No, we own it.
Oh, you own it?
We own it. We purchased it.
Good for you.
Along with some family friends that came through in the midnight hour and helped us out. But yeah, we purchased it and it's ours.
And how much can you grow? How much are you guys producing a year?
We grow on 7 acres outdoor, and we produce, I think it's something between 43,000 and 50,000 pounds a year.
Wow. And so wait, so the difference between indoor pot grown indoors and outdoors do people prefer the outdoor pot?
Usually the indoor weed cannabis pot is a higher quality, and the connoisseurs really love that. But we take a lot of pride in, you know, a lot of times people go outdoor, but people are really surprised when they taste and feel our flower, because it's not like that. Yeah.
Right. But what a long way we've come. I remember in the 80s and 90s, even the early 2000s, if you walked into a head shop and you said the word bong, they'd throw you out.
Right. Yeah.
And now you're growing pot in prisons.
I think the more, right. And even think about the way I just described how many tens of thousands of pounds we grow.
Right.
And there are people in prison for possession or for doing way less.
Right. Look, if you said you grew 10,000 pounds and we had you on the air when I first started here on KFI, then the cops would want to talk to you.
They would have been at my door by the time the interview was over.
That's right. That's exactly right. Man, we've come a long way. Unbelievable.
Yep. And thank God. And you know what? We have a long way to go, man.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, until those people are home, that's the goal right there, is get these people home, and we'll figure out the rest.
People, if they want more information, they go to the lastprisonerproject.org, lastprisonerproject.org, All the information is there. Maybe you have a loved one who's incarcerated over this. But, buddy, fantastic article in the LA Times. It's a huge piece. And congratulations, you and Casey and the whole family, man. Great job with Kelly, too.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for supporting us, Tim. Like, getting this message out and, like you said, looking at lastprisonerproject.org. And, yeah, these people are sitting in cells while we're all just having fun. So thanks, Tim, for all
you got
support,
it, Bob. Man. All right. God bless you and your family, man. By the way, I just saw a picture of you on Last Prisoner Project. Man, you look exactly like your dad. Whew, God almighty. That's great. All right, Danny Dalton, everybody.
I like how you finished with, that's great. Because normally it's like, man, you look exactly like your brother.
He does look exactly like his dad, man. That's wild.
They're very cool, man. That's the inspiration to do something like that and then to have those particular set of circumstances fall in a prison. That's awesome.
And he owns a 17, him and his sister Casey and his brother Kelly, they own that 17-acre prison. You know, 20 years ago, there were prisoners in there for growing pot and smoking pot and selling pot. Now they're growing pot and called Evidence. So congratulations.
Oh, man. I've seen that packaging for that.
Yeah, it looks like an evidence bag.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat deal.
It all clicked all of a sudden when you were saying that.
Yeah, look at you. You got some evidence bags at home.
No
in the
evidence
car,
bags.
At home, in your locker here. Whatever. by the way, I've had Danny on twice, and then like a week after, I checked the mailroom here. Very little evidence comes in. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Is it legal to send pot in the mail? I don't know if that is or not.
I would tend to think so, yes.
Is that really? You can do that?
I think so, yes, because it is still a federal,
I wish I wasn't as paranoid. I would love to smoke, but I enjoy it for 8 seconds, and then I get into a paranoia that I can't shake, man.
Steph, which strain is he smoking then in that case?
I would say, I tried
everything, buddy.
And that's totally true because it happened to me. Oh, it's the worst. Try, honestly, gummies. I know it's hard to admit to kind of like deviate those out, but like if you just kind of have a small amount, kind of just feel how, I'd give it 45 minutes. I know it's a long time.
Maybe. But right now I'm on vodka gummies, and those seem to be doing all right.
Those probably work a lot quicker.
I like tequila gummies. I've got a bunch of those in my fridge. Yeah.
And then that Pasadena road rage, guy arrested after we all saw a video of him banging on cars for the last couple of years. He's being held on $5 million bail. And I believe, if I got this right, Bellio, that guy's a doctor?
I believe that is true.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
It is unbelievable. And then we have California legal marijuana market goes to pot. Relatives of the late stoner, Jerry Garcia, pulled their cannabis out of the Golden State because of high taxes and regulations. So lots going on here. And then we have a really cool thing that we're doing here with Terranea. Terranea Resort and Rancho Palos Verdes at terranea.com, TERRANEA.com. We're giving you a chance to win a two-night stay at Southern California's premier oceanfront destination, Terranea Resort, breathtakingly situated on 102 acres atop the Palos Verdes Peninsula with endless views of the Pacific Ocean. Winners are going to stay at an ocean view suite, play a round of golf for two at Lynx, and then have dinner at the Catalina Kitchen. Woo-wee, top shelf for somebody. You can unwind at Terranea's award-winning spa and wellness center, lounge by one of their four ocean view pools, and dine at one of their eight distinctive on-site restaurants. Go to terranea.com to learn more about the resort or visit KFI AM 640 on Instagram, and you can enter to win a stay at this luxury resort that's right here in our own backyard. It feels a million miles away, but it's not. It's like, I don't know, 3 miles away for some people. I think Petros Papadakis lives within eyesight. I think you can see that Terranea Resort from his house. Yeah, guy's got it going on there in San Pedro. All right, the coldest temperature in the United States. Well, let's go with the warmest first. In Florida, Dundee, Florida. Not sure where that is. Where is that, Crozier? You're a big Florida guy. Do you know where Dundee, Florida is? South Florida?
I want to say it's central.
Central, okay. Yeah. 90 degrees in Dundee, Florida. And then the lowest temperature in the United States, Peter Sinks, Utah, northern Utah, -62 degrees. -62 degrees, only 4 degrees off the lowest it's ever been in January in Utah. So this is an unbelievably cold year. that a lot of states are experiencing, especially Utah. Utah's their coldest on record was minus 66 in February, minus 69, minus almost 70 degrees below zero.
Yeah, Dundee is parallel with Tampa, right in the center of Florida.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's cool. All right. Let's take a look at something here. Where'd this go? Oh, here it is. Okay. The Ford Mustang is following Tesla in their price cuts here. Let's find out how much they're taking off these cars.
A mini price war has broken out between Tesla and Ford.
Wow.
Ford on Monday cut the cost of its electric crossover SUV called the Mustang Mach-E by as much as $5,900, just weeks after rival Tesla slashed prices on its electric vehicles by as much as 20%. Ford's move will make at least one version of its electric Mustang SUV again eligible for a $7,500 tax credit, which requires the Mach-E to have a suggested retail price of no more than $55,000. Ford had already planned to increase production this year of the Mach-E to 130,000 vehicles, up from 78,000 in 2022. The automaker said back...
You know, somebody at this station has one of those Mustang electrics. I saw one in the garage.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody who's making a lot of money,
yeah,
who works for iHeartMedia has one of those suckers. I don't know who it is, but somebody's got one.
Nobody the automaker said back in November that it was targeting a global annual production rate of 270,000 by the end of 2023.
Wow.
Ford builds the Mach-E in Mexico and China. The price cuts from Ford and Tesla underscore the intensifying competition in the electric vehicle market, the fastest growing segment of the auto industry.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of electric cars, the Tesla road rage. Remember, we've been watching videos for the last couple of weeks of this guy going crazy on the freeways. That happened on the 2 freeway, where he got out and banging on a guy's window with a pipe.
And, you know, this man has become notorious for swinging a pipe-looking object
That's
at
right.
vehicles. But the damage here goes way beyond vandalism. In some cases, it's assault with physical injuries. We've spoken with some people who say that it has been keeping them up at night, that they're afraid to drive, which we know in this region is pretty tough. There have been many different cities and many different police departments involved in this investigation, but ultimately, it was the CHP that made the arrest.
What?
Over the past 3 weeks, videos and photos of this man attacking people while driving a dark gray Tesla have spread with one question unanswered. Who is he? The CHP believes they've answered that, sharing a photo of their own with a driver under arrest, 36-year-old Nathaniel Walter Radimack. He was taken into custody Sunday afternoon at a Torrance car wash. An employee there told us on background that he and his coworkers recognized him immediately, as so many people have.
I had a strong feeling that he would be caught.
I was jumping up. I was saying, thank you, God, because you answered prayers.
These are two of at least 10 people, mostly women, who have been victimized by this driver. He attacked this woman in West Hollywood last summer. She was there at the time with her 93-year-old mother when he started threatening them both. A valet attendant stepped in, and it got physical. The arrest warranted a sigh of relief for her today, a fleeting one.
Everybody's going to have their day in court, and it's almost like they get re-victimized.
The arrest was technically tied to the attack on this woman. It happened on the 2 freeway January 11th. She noticed him driving abnormally, tried to exit, and honked.
I kind of wish I didn't do it.
Which is not supposed to be the takeaway
right.
in all of this.
That's why the horn was invented.
Dash.
Yeah, I understand why the horn was invented, but you got to lay off the horn, man. You got to be very
judicious
careful.
With your horn use, yes, please.
Got to be very careful if who you honk at nowadays, man. It could literally kill you. Another horrible story that is still sort of developing here, but a suicide bomber in Pakistan blew up a mosque, killing at least 59 people and wounding more than 150 others. So it's just getting crazy out there. Absolutely crazy. So, yes, I think you're right. The Pasadena man is the guy that drove off the cliff with his kids in the car.
Yeah.
And they think he did this intentionally. Unbelievable. Well, if that is true, I mean, how much worse can you get?
The Pasadena man accused of intentionally driving his family off a cliff in Northern California is now in jail after being released from the hospital. His wife and two children also survived that crash after their Tesla plunged off the cliff near Half Moon Bay earlier this month. Dharmesh Patel is jailed on suspicion of attempted murder and child abuse charges. He could be arraigned tomorrow if criminal charges are filed. Investigators are still examining the Tesla to rule out the possibility of a mechanical problem.
Oh, boy. All right, speaking of cars, a lot of our audience, they drive Hyundais and Kias. What's going on with the insurance companies here?
Cars that are apparently too easy to steal. So easy, in fact, some insurance companies are refusing to cover them under new policies.
Wow.
Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez joins us now with the details, including what you can do if you own one of these models and aren't insured. Wow, this is a surprise.
This really is a surprising story. Insurance companies usually want more policyholders, but now two of the biggest ones are saying no to your money if they think a thief can easily steal your car.
The videos are shocking. Car after car stolen, posted on social media as a warning.
If you drive a Kia or a Hyundai, I would be on the lookout.
Now, two major insurance companies, State Farm and Progressive, say they are refusing to write policies for older model Hyundais and Kias. State Farm telling ABC News it became necessary to take action to protect our policyholders and our business.
It's highly unusual for an auto insurer, even on a temporary basis, to hold off on taking on new policyholders based on the vehicle that they're driving.
Here's the issue. The Highway Loss Data Institute found that most 2015 to 2019 Kias and Hyundais were not equipped with what are called engine immobilizers. Essentially, the computer chip in the car has to match a computer chip in the key for the car to even turn on.
Yeah, and those have been around for a long time. That's why when you go get a new key for your car, it's always really expensive because there's a computer chip in there that has to match the computer chip in the ignition.
It's now standard equipment.
I should be doing an auto show on weekends, Belio, you know? I mean,
well,
I know everything about cars. I'm like the Jay Leno of radio guys.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's now standard equipment. It's such an issue in Seattle that the city attorney sued both companies last week, saying they chose to cut corners and cut costs at the expense of their customers and the public.
You have the design flaws in the vehicles themselves, coupled with the social media platforms almost giving people advice on how to steal these vehicles.
Oh my
For its
God.
Part, Hyundai saying it will release a software update for the cars next month and says anyone who has affected cars now can get a customized security kit from Hyundai.
And Hyundai, by the way, has a controlling stake in Kia. Now, if you think you have an affected...
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know Hyundai and Kia were the same company.
And Hyundai, by the way, has a controlling stake in Kia. Yeah. Now, if you think you have an affected car, there are some affordable things you can do right now. You can look at installing a kill switch, or you can even get a steering wheel lock. Those usually cost about $40, guys. It's a good idea.
All right. Very good. Speaking of money, there's a guy spending $2 million for what? Private plane? Nice couple of cars? A house? A boat? No! Spending money to try to stay young.
This tycoon is 45, but he wants the body of his 18-year-old self. Tech entrepreneur Brian Johnson wants to reverse the aging process in his brain, heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, teeth, skin, hair.
We get it.
Everything.
We get it.
He has actually hired a team of 30 doctors and health experts.
Wow.
He gets up at 5:30 a.m. and mixes a concoction called the Green Giant and numerous supplements.
Fitness is, of course, a big part of his routine. He works out for an hour every single day. His gym program consists of 25 different exercises, and he also regularly monitors his weight and body fat.
He consumes.
God, this guy's busy, right? On himself.
And he also regularly monitors his weight and body fat.
He consumes only 1,977 calories a day.
Right, down to the exact calorie.
On an all.
Man, I consumed 2,000 calories just during the show.
On an all-vegan diet. To keep track of his health, Johnson undergoes numerous blood tests, ultrasounds, and MRIs. Dr. Rigved Tadwalker says trying to reverse the aging process
doesn't work.
could be dangerous.
Anything taken to an extreme, including a mix of supplements, excessive exercise, excessive changes to the diet.
Excessive exercise? He's exercising an hour a day.
Can potentially be harmful to the body.
He puts 7 different creams on his face to reverse sun damage. So, is any of this working? His doctors claim he has the heart of a 37-year-old, the skin of a 28-year-old, and the lung capacity of an 18-year-old.
Good for him. All right, he'll live forever. All right, Later with Mo Kelly is up next. I'd asked you earlier. I know that you lived in the South Bay area. If you ever drive through Inglewood, and you said almost daily.
Almost daily.
Okay. So you have experienced the long-ass lights there.
Oh, always. And I try to avoid them if at all possible. I try to avoid going down Century because you're going to get SoFi traffic. You're going to get LAX traffic. Yeah. I try to just avoid it.
But so evidently not enough people have complained that they don't fix those lights.
I think people have complained. If you've lived in the area, you probably have complained. And you add to that the parking difficulties of SoFi Stadium. They've been complaining. I just think they're falling on deaf ears.
At least the guys and the gals who are building the new Clippers stadium there, they have a big ass sort of like Disney style parking lot right there.
Yeah, it should be good when it's done.
Right. Yeah. When it's done.
Yeah, when it's done. But in the meantime, it's going to be hell.
Yeah, exactly. What's on the big show tonight?
Well, we're going to talk about, there's this Clemson basketball guard who details how his balls exploded during a game. We thought we would talk about that. Right. We're going to talk about Alec Baldwin, the charges are finally going to be filed, and talk about the legal strategy behind floating the charges out there for the past week and a half to maybe get Baldwin to, I don't know, a plea deal or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Because it would look very good to get some sort of conviction on Alec Baldwin, at least from the prosecution side.
Right, because the cops don't care if you're at home playing with your gun or if you're on a movie set. They don't care that it's a movie set.
They don't care.
Yeah, they just want to know what happened.
Right.
Like if you were playing, if there were a couple of kids, high school kids, college kids, and they were drinking, playing with guns, and somebody got killed, they would be in equal trouble. You know?
Right. The question is whether they can prove the charges that they put out there. That's the question.
Right. Excellent. All right. I'll be listening as always. Mo Kelly, Later with Mo Kelly.
You got another great shirt on.
Thank you very much. You're the only guy that compliments my shirts. I don't get it from anybody.
I'm a collared shirt guy, so I appreciate another man who wears a collared shirt.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, man. All right. Mo Kelly up next on KFI AM 640.